Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
Every week we pick our Issues Etc. blog of the week. Jeff picks one, I pick one. We choose from a group of blogs. Mine are now in well into close to 200 blogs that are carrying the Issues Etc. widget. You find that by going to our website, issuesetc.org, click promote. You'll find the Issues Etc. widget there. It's just a little badge that you can attach to your blog, and when you do, email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, and we'll start reading your blog. We peruse them throughout the week, and then we pick one on Friday. Each of us pick one so that we can kind of bring the best of what we're reading in the blogosphere to our listeners. What's your pick this week?
Cyberstones, Pastor David Peterson's blog. It's titled, the blog post is titled, Advice to Seminarians Entering the Parish, How to Be a Successful Lutheran Pastor. Step one, sell your soul. Step two, whenever you start to get scared or nervous, either about what the people think or what your brothers think, repeat step one, sell your soul. Seriously, give up the dream of being successful. There is no formula, no strategy, no personality, and no theology that will make you successful or enable you to avoid conflict and pain. The ministry is always ministry to sinners by sinners. You can't outthink sinners. You can't even really prepare. Just immerse yourself in the Word and in the sacrament of the altar. Learn to pray. You will screw up. They will get mad. Lots of people will think you are stupid, but it'll be fine because the Lord will provide. Anyone who tells you how to succeed or sets himself up as the wise, experienced pastor with the answers is a charlatan. Just go, preach the Word. Let the chips fall. Be ready to apologize. Really, it'll be fine. The Lord has used men more incompetent, more vain, more stupid, more lacking in faith than you. It sounds like a cliche, but it is more true than we know or believe. It is the Lord's church, so there is never a time to panic. Come to think of it, maybe I should retitle this post, Advice to District Presidents, Seminary Officials, and Parish Pastors. My pick for blog of the week, Cyberstones by Pastor David Peterson.
Well, that was very wise words. We're not called to succeed. We're called to be faithful. There's a huge difference between the two, a world of difference between success and faithfulness. You know, that's my new motto, Jeff. Remain faithful. That's my new motto. The rest of my life, remain faithful. My pick comes from a blog called Not 42, Contemplating the Answers of Life, the Universe, and All the Other Stuff. It's by a listener here in the local area, and he talks about he and his wife and their trip from kind of the vapid, empty, evangelical, Baptist church growth-y kind of stuff to the Lutheran church. And he says his last struggle was with baptism. He said, at this point, the only issue I had with Lutheran theology was their belief regarding the doctrine of baptism. I disagreed with the Lutheran view, but I wanted to know for certain. Rather than talking to people to get various opinions, I turned to the Bible. I went to ESV.org and did a word search for baptism, which I figured would at least return every variation of the word baptized. Then I documented each verse, read each passage in reference, looked up the cross references, wrote a rough analytical paper, and I attempted to approach my project with an open mind, but I admit I had initially leaned toward the idea of baptism as nothing more than a public profession of faith. But in the end, Scripture won, and I found myself embracing the Lutheran view. I can tell you exactly why that happened. It happens because the Lutheran view of baptism is scriptural. The Lutheran view of baptism was crafted not out of someone's bright ideas or just a sense of, let's come up with a new view on baptism, but a careful, just like he did, a careful word-by-word study of those passages that pertain to baptism. When you study them, take them seriously, take them for what they say. In the end, whether you call it this or not, you will end up with the Lutheran view of baptism, which is nothing other than the scriptural view of baptism. It's my blog pick of the week. The actual post is called A Look Back, and the blog is called It's Not 42. You can find both of our picks, mine and Jeff's, at our website tonight, issuesetc.org. Click on demand, issuesetc.org. Click on demand. When we come back, it's hour two of Issues Etc. We're going to spend the first part of that hour talking with Molly Ziegler-Hemingway, author of a column in the Wall Street Journal titled Faith-Based Double Standards. We'll talk about media double standards for faith-based initiatives. And then it's Soundbite of the Week. I'm Todd Wilkin. Stay tuned for hour two.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.